Greetings, hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth Show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you all of you for joining me today on this beautiful November 29th, 2025 transmission. And I do hope all of you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday or Thanksgiving celebration, and a time in which we reflect. And we go into gratitude. We go into the inner reflection of how we serve others, how we serve ourselves, and what constitutes within us on a cerebral, spiritual, physical, emotional, psychological frequency. And how do we feel? And typically, at times, holidays can be a bit somber, a bit joyful, a bit of a culmination of a myriad of emotions. And we remember those that we celebrate, those that we have lost, and those that we miss, living and non-living, living in the spirit world, and those that live here on earth. But perhaps there's been a form of contention or a dispute or moments in which we might miss those people or they miss us, and there's been some misunderstanding. So, this is my segue into discussing a little bit before I get into some other themes for today about the planets. So, as you may or may not know, we're coming out of Mercury retrograde and also Saturn retrograde. And so, today is the final day of the Saturn retrograde. And so Saturn is our father time planet, our karmic planet. And if you're aware of Saturn return, and typically when Saturn goes into a return in our own individual sphere, it's around 27 years from the time of our birth and the inception of that journey up until around 27, 28 years. And around that time, you'll notice, you'll hear about the Dead 27 Club, such as, Kurt Cobain, who was murdered, not suicide, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, many, many people are in that 27 Club. And those are famous people, well known. And so, of course, we hear about them. But imagine all the people that are not famous, but we might know in our inner circle that have left around 27, 28 years old. There is something to it. There is something to that precise number, that precise point in time in which we go through our own karmic evaluation under God. We go through our own soul's journey, our soul's contract. And if we get to a point and we reach a precipice at 27, 28 years old, let's say, and there's also more than one Saturn return. So we have 54 and so on. So every 27 years or so, and we go through reflection. So if we're living a life that is of benevolence, or living a life that is a bit self-destructive, living a life that is just restless, if we're living a life where we're too nice, we're too kind, we're a punching bag for everyone else, or we don't have assertiveness within ourselves to establish our healthy boundaries. That's why sometimes we think, why does bad things happen to good people, right? It's about that not standing up for what you should at that time. And so the cycles perpetuate. Negative and positive, of course, will respond to the cycles in which are approximate to what we allow in. So if you are allowing yourself to be treated badly, of course you're going to be treated badly. And I get it. Childhood trauma, PTSD, all those behavioral, inherent learned behavior circumstances. And sometimes you never got taught, you never learned until life really hits you, where you said, I'm sick and tired of this. I'll find it on my own, even when you're 54, right? But the principle of the matter is that when we reach these times in our life, and if we look at the planets and we look at how Saturn involves itself and how we work with God's planets and God's universal kingdom, we look at what Saturn consists of. We see the place in which Saturn is the planet of responsibility, structure, inward, going into the inner lessons and the framework of that integration, and looking into discipline. And what are your limits? What are the things that you want to transcend? And you really want to look at your karma. And there's good karma, there's bad karma, there's neutral karma. But part of karma is also when something bad happens to you, doesn't mean that you did something bad to deserve it, but it means that in that moment, the opportunity to stand up for yourself in a civil way, right? Or in a peaceful way, but also in an energetically spiritual way and in a psycho-spiritual way where you may learn to use the self-directed compassion. And compassion is a Piscean word. It's the compassion that we need at times for ourselves and to also share unto others. And synonymous with compassion is also forgiveness, where we look within. Do we forgive ourselves? Do we forgive those? And forgiveness can be very hard. Forgiveness is one of the most difficult aspects of being a human. And when we look to Jesus, the lessons of forgiveness are paramount. And we forgive those who have transgressed upon us, right? Or if you're in another line of belief or non-belief, forgiveness essentially is vital to not swallowing that perpetual poison that's corrosive when we hang on to the angst, the anger, and in that projection in which we see someone that has harmed us, that has caused a transgression, or that has stolen from us, or been cruel to us, or mean to us, or did most heinous things. Of course, it's very challenging to forgive, but we go within, we go into the self-reflection, and with self-directed compassion, especially during this time of Saturn. And when we focus on the inner life of ourself, it's the anger that we don't want to hold on to, but we don't know how to let go, right? Sometimes it's so difficult through therapy or self-medication, right? Or finding ways to kill the pain, finding ways that are actually causing one more harm than good. And it's just numbing it for a temporary moment, but not giving any permanence or reprieve to that matter. It's just kind of perpetuating that cycle and exacerbating the cycle for the self. So when we are confronted with the Saturn planet and what it constitutes in our life and the energetic spectrum, the symbolism of it, there's a lot to do with karma and discipline and essentially father planet time. And so we look at our limits, our limitations, long-term goals, and we look at our foundation. And if we were not blessed with a solid foundation at the entry point on planet Earth, then we find it upon ourselves to build that solid foundation, to work towards it step by step with our own way and implement a structure within ourselves for ourselves to create our own self-authority. And so coming along with that journey, you need the perseverance, the tenacity, the endurance to go into the challenges and to confront those challenges. And when you look upon externally for the encouragement, sometimes it's hard to find encouragement in the world, but we have to look within. And that's where that self-initiation of discipline, if we are in the, let's say, the bellows of tasking, right? We undertake tasks that feel in this really intensive way. Wow, how am I going to do this all by myself? How am I going to create and build, restructure, right? Well, we go within and we look at the balance and the hermetic dictum, as above, so below, as within, so without, the yin and the yang. If we don't have a balance, we might be very successful in one department of our life, but maybe there's another aspect of our life where we're remiss. We've all heard about somebody who is rich in love but poor in money, or they're rich in money but poor in love, or they have all the quote unquote material abundance in the world, but they don't have any of the abundance of family, right? Or we have people who are so wealthy in the prosperity aspect of the emotional and spiritual, and they have their own tribe, but they don't have much in the financial tangibility, right? Then we look at some people are so poor that all they have is money. And then it's like love or money. Do I choose love or money? Well, that's part of the balance, and that's just an example, right? And this can also constitute with health, where, someone, you can't buy health. You can have all the money in the world, and yeah, you can maintain with the right doctors and treatments or the protocols to be proactive, right? But there's also the balance there. So if we look at the balance, and I was just giving those big examples that kind of are across the board. You might look at someone who's so gifted in writing, but then they might not be able to organize their house. And then someone who's able to organize their house, but they can't do anything else, right? So there's just a tiny bit of an example there. So balance and structure, balance and structure. And so you go within and you forget all about the talents and the skills. We go inward, we go deeper into the emotional realm, the psycho-spiritual realm, the heart, mind, synchronicity. So we go into that in a hemi-sync sort of way. So we go into the heart and what's balanced in the heart, what's imbalanced in the heart. We go into the mind cerebrally, what's balanced in the cerebral aspect, what's imbalanced. If you take a moment and you write down what feels imbalanced for me, what is it that I would like to balance out for myself? What is it that I would like to implement with a structure that works for me? And what are my limitations? What are my fears? Right? And you go through, and then you one by one at your pace, and you examine yourself, and you look at how do you spend your time? How do you deal with your emotions? Do you hang on to things that are petty? And when you're confronted with big crises, how does it affect you long term, short term? And you go through and you really look through what your own tenacity consists of and how you navigate. So when you're navigating through a myriad of emotions, big and small, or in between, you look at that list and then you utilize the Saturn's influence that, okay, so it's a time to forgive, time for self-directed compassion, forgiving myself. And how do I do that? So you implement with the discipline of having a structure and a goal that means something to you. And you're not comparing your life, your goal to anyone else's goal. This is your story, your life. You're the hero of your own journey. And when we all go through our own dark night of the soul, no one else is going through it exactly with us. They might have gone through something similar or less than or worse, right? But we all, at the end of the day, it's just me, myself, and I, ik, mik, mir. So we go through, we see how do we want to transcend the challenges so we can begin a new today, a new tomorrow. And this is actually a perfect time because the last 5 months, in particular, many of you may have noticed that it was a little bit more intensified, a bit more heightened with stress, conflict, drama. And many might say, well, it's always like that. Right, just look at the world or look at people or look at, dynamics of all that. But I'm talking about in the intensification of that, what could we take from that conflict? What could we learn from that conflict? How can we problem solve and be the problem solver as opposed to staying in that cycle of self-degradation, or staying in that cycle of I'm the perpetual victim, or staying in the cycle that I'm the instigator, right? Am I the malicious meddler? Is it time for me to maybe not judge anymore? Is it time for me to maybe really like stand up for myself, right? I'm just going across different personas, different types of personality conflicts and personality. What's too agreeable? What's too disagreeable, right? How can we converge harmony, peace, and the skill set of discipline, and also at the heart based of in the pursuit of creating a strength within that is for the greater good of yourself and for others around you and also the world. When we're in a lower psychism and we want to ascend to a higher psychism, that means raising our frequency. Oftentimes, we find ourselves in a challenge, and sometimes we don't know how to handle our own battles in a way, and then we might lash out on someone else, or we might direct it at someone else instead of taking accountability, or instead of being proactive. How could we solve it before it starts, let's say? So much with Saturn, back to the Saturn return. So we look at how Saturn, and there's so much more to Saturn, but I'll just stick with this for now. But between the ages of 27, 28, let's say, and then 54, 55, 56, there's a time for self-reflection. What is it that I want to take into my new chapter of my life? If you're in your Saturn return or your Saturn return number two, your second chapter of that, but what is it you want to leave behind, let go, let loose of, dissolve, transcend? What are the old stories, the old narratives, your old conspiracy theories against yourself, right? What is your truth, your actual highest self truth, the truth from God to you, your guardian angel's truth to you, your inner knowledge of yourself? What is it that you want to keep with you? What is it you want to let loose of, dissolve, and bid adieu, right? So we look through, and you find yourself going through a tumultuous time. And in that tumultuousness, you learn how to become essentially a lotus out of the mud, or a diamond from the carbon. In that deep integration, going through patterns and wounds, and going through your inner self, your childhood self, the future self that you wish to be, in this conflux of various emotions and various feelings, perhaps nostalgia is there, and you're learning from the past, or you're missing a part of the past. And you want to resurrect a specific part of the past that made you feel so happy and so joyful. But you also want to rid the strings that came along with that. And you want to be more free and liberated going in the future. So, commonly, what one can do is utilize the frequencies of the planets, utilize the energies of the celestial kingdom that God has blessed us with to inform ourselves, to continue to do additional, deeper inner work. And when we internalize that through prayer, through meditation, through self-care, and through forgiveness of ourselves, and working on forgiveness towards others and making amends, you begin to clear and clear and clear the energy of angst, the energy of fear, the energy of what holds you attached to a specific person, place, or thing or memory in a timeline. So essentially, right now, what I'm getting into is the timeline that we're entering in next is about the evolution, the ongoing evolution that is exponential in our soul, mind, body, spirit. And That's also part of self-actualization. So in the self-actualization, in that progress of that, we want to be better than we were yesterday. And yes, there's those beautiful nostalgic times that we might think of when you won this or you seemed so happy then. And wow, if only I could have that same moment, but this 20 years later or 50 years later, right? You can actually draw from that. You can draw from that emotional realm of nostalgia. You can draw from that energy, that frequency of when things felt so good, even if those around you might not be here on the planet any longer that shared that with you. But this is part of your individuation. This is part of you going into your future self. And if that's your immediate future self or your extended future self, it all aligns. Because when we're confronted with the Saturn transits, karma, it is a karmic planet. And yes, many planets are karmic. So much of karma is pervasive. And, do unto others as you would want done to yourself. The law of every action equals a reaction. And there is a probation officer out there. There is a time master out there. There is a watcher of all things, right? So when we look at our time in this timeline and we look at our emphasis on how we want to improve, sometimes the biggest obstacle is holding ourselves back through rumination. And when we're in the rumination, we're stuck in the pattern of, well, that was who I was back then. I can't be that today or tomorrow. And that's when you stop and you look at, well, that feeling felt so profound. Even if I'm not in that sport anymore, I'm not on that stage anymore, I'm not with that group of people that I loved before, that feeling of bliss, that feeling of joy, even if it was seemingly fleeting at the moment, but you're trying to recapture that spark again. This is a great time to really reflect on focusing on what that feeling felt like and extract it from the external of all the lines of causation that you feel contributed to that feeling of inner bliss and joy. And you focus on that for just a moment, like an ingredient, right? And you sit with it, you pray on it, you ask Heavenly Father, you ask the divine, you ask the creator, you ask your guardian angels, your spirit guides, your ancestors, you ask your highest self, you ask your inner self, or all of the above. And you say, how would I be able to attain that semblance once more? Because that semblance motivated me at the time. Now I've lost my motivation. But looking at to the how and your hows to create your whys and then to create the results. There's a methodical approach to all of this, and it sounds complex. And life is complex. Our emotions are complex. But it doesn't always have to be. Sometimes it's about forgiving yourself, letting loose of that guilt towards yourself, and just making an amends with yourself on, I should have kept up with this. It's my fault. How many of you hear that in your mind? Or it's her fault, or it's his fault, or it's their fault, or if they didn't do that to me, I wouldn't be in the situation, which could be valid, right? Someone could have stolen your whole business, or but it's staying stuck in that frequency that is literally the devil in the details, right? Staying stuck in the frequency is not what God wants for us. God wants us to forgive, even if it's ourselves, if it's hard to forgive, it's a silent forgiveness, however it is, to generate that compassion, because in the same tune of karma and our actions that we give forth, that reciprocate back and mirror back to us, the same execution of that aligns for us. So if we're freeing up and creating space within ourselves to promote more room to manifest, this is a sacred time for that. And it's always a sacred time to pray. It's always a sacred time to manifest, but especially right now. But if you utilize the tools of revisiting, reworking, and reanalyzing and being proactive and looking into self-compassion for yourself and forgiveness, then often the difficulty that you've been facing, it can start to dissolve and you stand up for yourself. If you're the person that everyone cries to, but they're not there for you, you take a stand. You're showing God in the universe that I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to be that doormat or emotional doormat for those people anymore, and they're not there for me. There has to be a level of respect, self-respect, and also that inner responsibility to assert yourself in a justified way that is true. So, coming into the places of having that self-commitment, having that tenacity, that patience, tempering the negative exploits of our ego, right? When we go into our negative fear-based separative ego and we really transcend into the deeper place where we allow an ego death of the old self, but allow the healthy ego to shine and reach for the stars, reach for the sun, but not fly too close to the sun, right? So it's about balance. And if we look at that, we can go more into the deeper element of gratitude. And so if we feel inclined to do more inner work, more inner strategizing, we look at what is it that we'd like to seek in the new year, 2026. And so coinciding with the planetary shifts and the end of a year, and now we're in Sagittarius season, so there's a lot of action and fire and movement, acceleration, while we're also with the aftershocks of Saturn in retrograde. What is it that we'd like to promote for the new year for ourselves? So this is the next step, gratitude. And as we all just are, and some people are still celebrating their Thanksgiving, of course, so, and in other cultures, they have their own version, right? But in gratitude, every day, the gratification of being alive, the gratitude of living another day, the gratitude of like, I have one more day left. Thank you, God, right? And I know that those that suffer, that it's hard to be here on this planet at times. It's difficult to go into gratitude. But sometimes when you might be having a challenging time in your own realm, you can try to help someone else. And some might say, well, how can I possibly help someone else when I'm in a destitute, or I'm in a circumstance where I'm destitute, or I'm, let's say, spiritually and energetically completely drained and I have nothing left. It's hard for me to get out of bed. It's hard for me to breathe. It's hard for me to want to be here anymore. And I respect that. And if you need professional help, there's hotlines to call if anyone's going through anything dark and they feel hopeless. But I'm speaking in terms of sometimes finding a purpose that's outside yourself. So if you want to volunteer for animals or for conservation or for homeless people or veterinarian, there's animals and foundations and things like that, but there's also, sick children and hospitals and our heroes, our vets. And if we go find things to do, even if it's one simple thing, even if it's just using your hands or anything, just doing something outside yourself, reaching out to someone that might need help. even if you feel like there's nothing you can give, maybe your time, and it can kind of help you get out of your mind a little bit, right? Maybe. So there's different ways, but being of service in any way, and it doesn't always mean giving away all your money or giving away all your time, but a small fraction of a percentage. And that intention goes far because you find a way to get out of the self and you find a way to attain a different purpose outside of yourself. And the next thing you know that flows through is the gratitude that there are those that will be grateful for your existence, those that are grateful that you showed up or that you lent an ear or a hand or, a sweet gesture. So there are elements such as that on one scale to get through to a place of gratitude. And then you can start to be grateful for yourself, even if sometimes it's so hard to be grateful. You push through it in your own gentle way that works for you. And then in the separate aspects of gratitude, when you can actually practice that you're grateful for one thing each day. You're grateful for your memories. You're grateful for your vision. You're grateful for your left hand. You're grateful for your right leg, both legs. You're grateful for that you made it through another year, that you are able to walk again or talk again. Or that you're grateful that you have some support, right? Whatever it might be, you're grateful for your animals, your family. And if you don't have family, you're grateful for your own gifts. And then if you doubt what your gifts are, that's when you start to write the list. What is it about me that I like, right? Because this is a time where a lot of times it can be hard to really celebrate the self. Because we often can rely on our own celebration due to the reflection of what others think of us. And so the opinions of others don't truly matter. And yes, accolades can be very nice, and criticism can also be helpful so we can learn from. But when we're going through an ongoing internalization and reflection of ourself and what we're gratitude for. Are we our own critic? Do we give ourselves enough accolades? We really, really, really seem to be in the human disposition to have a proclivity to be very concerned with what others think of us, and that's very normal. But when we actually transcend through that and we say, you know what? Maybe it should just be myself. All that should truly matter is what I think of me. And do I celebrate myself enough right now? Am I my own worst critic? Am I being too mean to myself? How do I stop being mean to myself? Wow, I'm actually mean to myself. And, or perhaps you don't believe in yourself enough. Maybe you're not mean to yourself, but you're not giving yourself enough credit where credit is due. And perhaps you feel that you don't have enough merit to constitute self-praise. And perhaps you hold on to what compliments or accolades from your colleagues or friends or family or anyone, and it's hard for you to believe that it's true. And you go into self-doubt. So when you're going through gratitude, really look within. Even if it's one simple thing, I'm grateful I'm a good person. I'm grateful that I was there for someone. I'm grateful that I'm able to brush my teeth today, whatever it is, right? I'm grateful I can take a shower. I'm grateful for having salad or anything, right? You start there so simple, but then you look at your qualities. And that's often sometimes the most difficult thing, like I was saying earlier about. We humans have a natural proclivity to be and compete with ourselves and others. And so this is a time to not compare yourself to others And sometimes it can motivate one, right? Like if we're in sports, we see that Harry is running, kilometers faster than Billy. And, that's a different thing altogether, right? But I'm speaking about in the emotional and in the spiritual, and also how it conveys itself when we go inward. This is when we're just with me, myself, and I. You, yourself, you. You, right? And you can't compare yourself to anyone else. And if you compare yourself to the old you, which is normal, how about comparing yourself to the future you, what your future self would want to say to you in the present moment, right? And what your old self would say. Because the old time is past. It can be drawn on for reflection and to learn from, but it no longer exists only in the mind. So we let loose and we allow ourselves to perpetuate a new clearing, so to speak. And we go into the gratitude with the forgiveness, with the compassion, self-directed compassion from the forgiveness, making amends, working through our own limitations, working with discipline, working with that structure, and working with that state of balance, right? So we're putting all these pieces together. And then we're working with our karma, and we're working with what we're given, what we're creating, and what we haven't been given. So we can create it in our own unique, very specific, special way that serves the individual and those around you. So going deeper into that gratitude and going into out of the isolation and going into a true, meaningful dialogue with the self, heart, mind, spirit, and body as well. And we see, how can we praise ourselves today? How can we acknowledge what we should be thankful for and grateful for in ourselves? And how do we build more and promote more that's meritorious for ourselves? So to the tomorrow version of ourselves, we can have even more to write down on our list of gratitude, that we can have more that we can write down on that list of forgiveness, and more that we can write down on that list of structure, discipline, and balance, and peace. And when we have all of those ingredients, that's when the real magic and the blessings and the prayers become answered even more so. And you can pray for forgiveness. You can pray for balance. You can pray for structure. You can pray to love yourself a little more. You can pray to have more self-care. But you have to work on it also. And so the phrase that when the student is ready, the master appears. The student is ready, the teacher appears. That's how it is. In layman's terms, that's exactly what happens. When you're ready, then the universe, God, is ready to help you co-create what you've been wanting to create for yourself for so long, whatever the goal is. And so, working with the self on a grand scale can seem as if it can take a village, as if it's a monstrosity to really look at. And that's why it's so crucial. Lao Tzu said, beginning a big journey begins with a single step. And I didn't paraphrase that verbatim, but it's true. When you embark on a journey of the soul, you're coming out of 40 days in the desert, right? The valley of the shadow of death, coming out of your dark night of the soul. What a better time to uplift yourself and to create a myriad of purposes that you never knew could ever exist. And getting yourself out of one ideation and transforming yourself into new positive ideations that are full of fluidity, that coincide with the ebb and the flow of harmony, magic of this universe that we're blessed with, magic of this existence that we are blessed to share with one another through good times and bad times, and really, really emphasizing on the growth of the self. And how do we prosper in all the ways? How do we transcend the restrictions that we give ourselves? How do we work through all of that? And so we do want to look upon that timeline and give ourselves reprieve, give ourselves a break, give ourselves some much needed self-love, self-care, and I would say some of you may feel like you're burnt out and you need a staycation or like just some time to decompress. And that's always very common. But that's when you can look at your healthy boundaries. And it's okay to say you need some time and space to yourself. It's okay to utilize time to establish for yourself what feels pleasant for you, what feels right for you, and what promotes that inner sanctum for you. And so how about let's look at, before we end today's transmission, something that I've always found so helpful, especially at the end of a year. And I know it's so cliche, everyone has our New Year's resolutions, right? But it's always been. And in the time of reflection, the end of a cycle, the end of a chapter, 2025, what were the highlights of your 2025? What were the highlights? And then what were the conflicts? What would you have wanted to do differently? What would you have wanted to be done differently to you? Or would you wanted to have treated someone or something differently than you had? Were you too nice? Were you too mean? Were you not confident enough? Were you overly one way or another, right? Whatever you regret not doing enough of, or regret doing too much of, right? So that's part of Saturn, looking at time and discipline and structure. So time, discipline, structure. How do we transcend what's naturally expressing within us, the things that we really want to convey, and then the things that we want to accept about ourselves and the things that we don't want to accept about ourselves? What can we change? What's fixed? What's not? Right? So if through anything you want to look through your time, your wisdom, your discernment with wisdom, and going into your own timeline for yourself and envision your future timeline. What do you want to see when you peer in? When you peer in your own crystal ball, your own scrying mirror, what is it you'd like to see in 2026? You write that down. You write down your prayer. You write down whatever you're trying to invoke in your life. And you really set that intention. And you let loose of the self-doubt. You work on your forgiveness. And you don't attach yourself to anything else except the intentionality behind your prayer and manifestation. And I guarantee that you'll start to see so many things unfolding in your inner life, and it'll start to externalize outward in the new framework for yourself and your future goals. And in closing, we're at the end of our show, but I just wanted to express my utmost gratitude to all of you and BBS Radio for this lovely platform to speak and share. And there's just so much love and gratitude for all of you. And thank you for those that subscribe to the Beyond Earth show. And I hope all of you have had a beautiful holiday weekend so far, and that I'll see you again in the 2 weeks from now. This is your host, Ray Trujillo of the Beyond Earth show, and many blessings. Thank you. Bye.